Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brent. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. So what's on your mind for January?
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot going on in our gardens outside in January, but I was tending my houseplants this past weekend, and I noticed one of them was a little dusty, so I cleaned that just with clear water and a paper towel. You put your hand behind the leaf and just wipe the dust off the leaf with a moist paper towel. And then you can always use a prepared leaf shine if you want. Be careful and only use that on leaves that are shiny and glossy to begin with. You don't want to use it on a leaf that's got any hairs on it, like a geranium or an African violet. Just on philodendrons or schefflerias and things like that. But anyway, I also noticed one of my plants needed to be repotted. So I had to go outside and find a pot that was the right size, and I got busy with that.
So how do you know when a plant needs to be repotted?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and there's not one answer that fits all for that. What made me think that this plant needed to be repotted was just looking at it, it seemed like there was a lot of plant in that little pot. And plus, another way you can determine that is whether or not you have to water the plant very often. If it's a small pot, it just won't hold a large volume of water. So you might have to water it two or three times a week. If it gets to that point, then it probably needs another pot to stretch its roots out into. And so that's what I did. I found a pot that was a larger size and carefully removed the plant from the pot so you don't disturb the roots too much. And put some soil on the bottom of the new pot and set the root ball into the new pot and then fill in soil around it. And I always like to water it in. I do this outside and it's not sitting in a saucer. I water it in thoroughly and let it drain for a couple of hours. Of course, you can't do this on a cold day, but most of our days have been mild enough to do this kind of work outside. So let it drain and then carry it back in and set it where it belongs.
Any other tips while you're thinking about it?
Well, one other thing that I probably should mention is we've had a number of customers coming in our stores lately asking about getting a start on the season and fertilizing their outdoor plants. I want to caution you that this is still January and our plants are still dormant, and you don't want to entice them to grow too quickly. So you can fertilize them if you want to. Just make sure you use a slow-release fertilizer, Grow Power, because it is an organic slow-release fertilizer. That would be a good one to use.
Where are you located?
Well, we have two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the Garden Guru. The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.